The first turkey farm infected with highly pathogenic avian influenza was restocked this week, an event that makes Iowa Agriculture Secretary Bill Northey very happy.
It's nice to be able to get the first birds back in barns, and so it's a celebration. Certainly, there's a lot of folks that will be weeks or months away yet, so it's not like all of barns are full, but I would think we'll have most of our turkey flocks back in business by at least late fall.
Northey says turkey farmers hit by the disease will be recovering faster than egg producers.
On the layer side, I think we'll have birds in at least some of all the farms probably by the end of the year, but some of the farms won't be clear full because it's going to take time to be able to get the pullets into those buildings and be able to have everything ready. So I think the layers will be a little farther off than the turkey.
He does say he expects most producers will restock and go back into production.
I think we'll lose a few. We've got a handful that either had old facilities or were at the stage they didn't want to go through the cleaning process. But I think of the 71 farms, that's certainly less than 10 farms. I think the vast majority of the folks will be going back into business.
Greta Irwin, executive director of the Iowa Turkey Federation, was also on hand Monday at the Brad Moline Farm near Manson, Iowa, to celebrate the occasion.
This is really a celebration of collaboration, cooperation, and just dedication to get these farmers back into production. And so we thank the USDA, the Department of Agriculture, Department of Homeland Security, all those groups in Iowa that really helped make this possible. So it's been a long haul. It's been a tough time for the farmers, but it's a nice thing to celebrate as we start to see farms start to put turkeys back into those barns.
Naturally, Irwin says there are concerns about the possibility of the disease coming back in the fall.
With the possibility of the avian flu coming back this fall, the farmers are continuing to take the precautions that they have always taken in their biosecurity. But we are seeing some meetings happening this fall to help the farmers review those biosecurity procedures so that we are better prepared to prevent that virus from coming back into our barns.
The Moline farm was confirmed to have the virus on May 18th and started repopulating July 31st. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.